I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 Nashville Public Radio. We have members of the music faculty from the Governor's School for the Arts. And today, with music of Francis Poulenc and Charles Ives and Malcolm Arnold, Dr. Jerome Reed is the chair of the music division of the Governor's School for the Arts, and he comes in every year with faculty and students to let us know what's happening this particular summer, in fact. And this is the second week, right, Dr. Reed?
That's correct, yes.
So are you happy with what's happening so far?
It's wonderful what's happening so far.
Well, in a couple of weeks, we'll have some of the students come in and play for us. But for today, it's the faculty. Dr. Reed is going to be on piano with Amy Collins' oboe. Amy Collins is from the University of South Florida, and Stacy Spring is on the bassoon. And Stacy Spring is at UT Chattanooga. So this will be the trio for oboe, bassoon, and piano by Francis Poulenc.
This is an early piece of Poulenc. It was written when he was 27 years old. It's a very fun piece to play and very, very well known.
Thank you.
The wonderful trio for oboe, bassoon, and piano by Francis Poulenc, wonderful French composer with a very, very distinctive individual style. We heard live in studio, you see Amy Collins on oboe, Stacy Spring on bassoon, and Jerome Reed on piano, members of the music faculty from the Governor's School for the Arts, which is underway again this summer for our talented Tennessee students. And we're happy to have members of the faculty today. In with us, Dr. Jerome Reed is the chair of the music division, and he'll be playing for our next artist, who is John Kramer. John is a baritone, and he's on the faculty at East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina. Welcome back. You were here last summer, John.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're looking forward to hearing these songs, eight songs, in fact, by American composer Charles Ives. What about this music?
This music is very dear to my heart as well as to Dr. Reed's heart. I've known Ives' music since I was in the seventh grade, of all things. And Ives was a very curious fellow, born back in 1874, taught mainly music by his dad, who was a band director in the Civil War. And he encouraged his son to be very adventurous in his music making. These eight songs deal with things that were close to Ives' heart, home, church, love, society, and country. Five of the texts to these songs were written by Ives himself, and he was largely responsible for developing what we now call the American sound. Mm. So you'll hear old hymns that you might know, a few folk songs tied in with some very adventurous music.
I think there must be a place in the soul, all made of tunes, of tunes of long ago. I hear the organ on the main street corner, and Sarah humming gospels. Playing in the square, the town's red, white, and blue. All red, white, and blue. Now hear the songs. I know not what are the words, but they sing in my soul. Shall we gather at the river? dares to say the spring is dead in autumn's radiant glow? Who dares to say the rose is dead in winter sunset snow? Who dares to say our child is dead? Who dares to say our child is dead? My teacher said us boys should write about some great man. So I thought last night and thought about heroes and men that had done great things. And then I got to thinking about my pa. He ain't a hero or anything, but pshaw, say, he can ride the wildest horse in 5 minutes near the moss down by the creek, and he can swim and fish. We catched 5 new lights, me and him. Dad's a hunter too. Oh my, Miss Molly Cottontail sure does fly. When he tromps through the fields and brush, Dad won't kill a lark or a thrush. Once when I was sick, and though his hands were rough, he rubbed the pain right out. That's the stuff, he said, when I winked back the tears. He never cried but once, and that was when my mother died. There's lots of great men, George Washington and Lee, but Dad's got 'em all beat, holler. Seems to me. Where I would be near. Sunday morning, when the chores were almost done, from that little parlor sounds the old melodeon. Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, with those strings a stronger hope comes nearer to me. Round and round the old dance ground went the whirling throng, moved with wine and song. Little Annie Rooney, now Mrs. Mooney, was as gay as birds in May. It's her wedding day. Far and wide's the fame of the bride, also of her beau. Everyone knows it's Joe, little Annie Rooney, Mrs. J.P. Mooney, all that day held full sway o'er Avenue A. An old sweetheart on the pavement close by Belgrave Square, a tramp I saw, ill, moody and tongue-tied. A babe was in her arms, and at her side a girl. Their clothes were rags, their feet were bare. Some laboring men whose work lay somewhere there passed opposite. She touched her girl who hied across and begged and came back satisfied. The rich she had let pass with a frozen stare thought I above her state. This pair it towers friends of sharers in a common human fate. She turns from the cold sucker which attends the unknown little from the unknowing great, and points us to time, and points us to a better time. time and points us to a better time than ours. Noise all summer long. We boys dreamed about big circus joys. Down Main Street comes the band. Oh, ain't it a grand and a glorious noise? Horses are prancing, knights advancing, helmets gleaming, pennants streaming. Cleopatra's on her throne. That golden hair is all her own. Horses are prancing, knights advancing, helmets gleaming, pennants streaming. Cleopatra's on her throne. That golden hair is all her own. Last year she waved to me, I think. Can she have died? Can that rot? She is passing, but she sees me not. Can she have died? Can that rot? She is passing, but she sees me not.
Eight songs by Charles Ives, sung live in Studio C by baritone John Kramer with Dr. Jerome Reed at piano. John Kramer is on the faculty at East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina. Dr. Reed is Patricia and Rhodes Hart Professor of Piano at Lipscomb University here in Nashville. Not very often we get to hear eight entire songs by American composer Charles Ives, so thank you very much for that performance. We're hearing music faculty from the Governor's School for the Arts, which is happening now here in Tennessee, and we have music next for you by English composer Malcolm Arnold. Three shanties for woodwind quintet. I think Todd Waldecker is going to introduce this music, right?
Sure, be happy to. Thanks, Will. We're playing, I think, probably one of the most popular pieces for the woodwind quintet. It's by Sir Malcolm Arnold, and he was the first British composer to win an Academy Award, 1950-something for The Bridge on the River Kwai. He was a trumpet player. His music is full of lots of energy and humor. These are three settings of real sea shanties. First one is based upon What Shall We Do with a Drunken Sailor? And our flutist feels that there's some reference to burping in this one. And the second movement is a very lyric, a beautiful folk tune, features our horn player, Angela DeBoer. And the third movement is based upon the tune Johnny Come Down to Hilo. Hilo is in Scotland. So we hope you enjoy these pieces. They're a lot of fun to play and just very enjoyable. Thank you.
Three shanties for woodwind quintet, virtually a creamsicle of a piece of music from Sir Malcolm Arnold. That's really delightful music. Played live in Studio C by members of the Governor's School for the Arts music faculty, Deanna Little on the flute. Deanna is from Middle Tennessee State University. Amy Collins played the oboe. She's from the University of South Florida. Todd Waldecker played clarinet, and Angela DeBoer horn, and they're both from MTSU as well. And Stacy Spring was a bassoonist from UT Chattanooga, all members of the Governor's School for the Arts Music faculty. Thank you for playing this great music for us today. Thanks to everyone, Dr. Jerome Reed for playing piano, baritone John Kramer for the songs by Charles Ives as well. And have fun with the students.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Who will be coming in on June 27th, I believe,
right.
For more for music from the Governor's School for the Arts. Up next week, young Welsh harpist Ben Creighton Griffiths is here for a special visit. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and First Tennessee Foundation for their support of Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio.